Another measure of sound is amplitude. The changes in pressure in a sound reflect the sound's amplitude. Amplitude for sounds can be large or small and really covers quite a range. When you take a close look at the peaks and troughs in a sound, you get one perspective on amplitude, which is how much of a range there is between the highs and the lows. Again, a view of the sound in Pratt provides exact values for the high, 0.83, and the low, minus 0.4075, which we can round off to minus 0.47. Peak-to-peak amplitude is the range from the low to the high, which can be computed by subtracting the low from the high. In this case, 0.83 minus a minus 0.47 is 1.30. Another way to think of it is that the range from the lowest trough to the highest peak is from 0.47 below zero to 0.83 above zero, a range of 1.30. Peak-to-peak amplitude reflects how much of a pressure change is in a sound, but this is only part of what affects how loud a sound is. Loudness is a combination of amplitude, frequency, which will be talked about a little later, and the sensitivity of hearing. Here's an example of three tones at higher, middle, and lower frequencies with the exact same peak-to-peak amplitude. They don't all sound like they are the same loudness, though.